From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The four Republican candidates for governor laid out their economic plans for Utah at a forum yesterday afternoon. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
When asked about short-term economic recovery from COVID-19, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox praised the state's existing plan and its response so far.
We believe that we can, by saving people's lives, by flattening the curve, we could open up sooner than anyone else in the country.
But former Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes sharply criticized how the state has handled the pandemic, arguing it infringed on people's liberties, and called for restrictions on businesses to be lifted immediately.
If you let these business owners, not the government, figure out how to keep people safe, they know what to do.
Meanwhile, former Governor John Huntsman argued businesses need more monetary assistance.
We don't need more working groups. We don't need green, yellow, red indicators. We need cash. That's what businesses need.
And former Utah GOP Chair Thomas Wright called on the state to implement a hiring freeze and pause capital improvement projects.
When you're a business owner and you go through tough times, you take care of the people you have, but you put a freeze on hiring.
The Republican primary is June 30th and will be conducted almost entirely by mail. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Bureau of Land Management is considering leasing over 100,000 acres of public land around Moab to energy companies. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more on how this could impact tourism in the area.
A small energy company nominated 110,000 acres for drilling, which could be auctioned off in September. That's almost all the public land left for energy development in the region, according to Landon Newell, an attorney with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
It's really going to industrialize this iconic Red Rock landscape, which is visited by millions of people a year.
The nomination spans Grand and San Juan counties, including land right next to Canyonlands and Arches National Parks. And oil trucks would have to use the same roads as recreationists, which has some local officials concerned about negative impacts on tourism. City Council member Kaylin Jones says it could hurt Moab's economy.
This is a massive industrial development that traverses some of our prime recreational areas.
The city has requested to work with the BLM on the environmental assessment of the sale, which is underway now. Once that's released, which could happen as early as May 21st, public comment will be accepted. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Utah is going through a dry spell with some areas in the central and southeast part of the state. The latest report from the U.S. Drought Monitor released yesterday shows more than half the state is in a category of moderate drought. The report says that could affect farmers' ability to grow crops and even lead to crop loss or imposed water restrictions. Since October of last year, parts of the Great Basin have only received half of its average precipitation. A new study says in as little as five decades, billions of people could be in areas too hot for them to thrive. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains what that means for this region.
50 years isn't long. Northern parts of South America and Central Africa would be hit hard, threatening populations that can't afford or can't access things like constant air conditioning. The Mountain West won't be as bad, but that doesn't mean it won't be affected. Tim Kohler is an anthropologist and archaeologist at Washington State University. He co-authored the study.
If we don't take action, we can expect that there will be large pressures on northern countries such as ours to accept large numbers of migrants. And we know that that's going to be politically difficult.
Kohler says we can still change the outcomes of climate change by reducing emissions, but we also need to plan in case this heat wave does strike. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
A U.S. appeals court has ruled against Utah gun rights advocate Clark Aposhian, who challenged the Trump administration's ban on bump stocks, the gun attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. A panel of judges on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver ruled yesterday that a lower court was right to reject Aposhian's request to temporarily block the ban because he didn't show he was likely to win his case. The court also said he failed to show that blocking the ban wouldn't hurt the public's interest. The ban was enacted as a result of the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas. Aposhian's lawyer says the case isn't over. A similar challenge is headed to trial in Texas in July. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.